Hi friends, I am Dr. Deepa, Assistant Professor of Botany, SFR College, Swagasi. Today, in this audio lesson, we are going to learn the general characters of algae. Algae are chlorophyll-bearing thallophytes and they generally live in aquatic or marsh habitats. Aquatic means water. The plant body of algae is called as thallus, and the plant body is either unicellular or multicellular. Unicellular means it is made up of only a single cell, and multicellular means the plant body is made up of several cells. And the thallus is never differentiated into root, stem and leaves. In the thallus, you find the green photosynthetic pigment chlorophyll and other accessory photosynthetic pigments in the chromatophores. Since the algae have photosynthetic pigment, they are autotrophic in nutrition. Autotrophic means they can able to prepare their own food material. And if you come into the cells of algae, the cells may be uninucleate, that means it has a single nucleus, or a multinucleate. Multi means several. And the cells of algae may be either prokaryotic or eukaryotic. When the nucleus is having a proper nuclear membrane, then the cell is called eukaryote. When it is not having a proper nuclear membrane, it is known as prokaryotic. And the algae are prokaryotic or eukaryotic one. And the cell wall of algae is rich in cellulose. And some of the algal cells have the ability to move. And this movement is facilitated by cilia or flagella. And the reserve food material for algae is commonly starch. They store the extra food material in the pyrenoids. And regarding the reproduction, the algae reproduce by vegetative, asexual and sexual method. In the primitive algae, you find only vegetative method. And asexual reproduction takes place by the formation of motile zoospores. And the sexual reproduction may be of isogamous, anisogamous or oogamous type. When the male and female gametes are same in size and shape, then that sexual reproduction is called isogamous. When the shape and size are different, we call it as anisogamous. And the advanced type of sexual reproduction where you find anthridium and oogonium are called oogamous. And after sexual reproduction, the algae forms the zygote, and the zygote develops a thick wall around it that is called as oospore. And the life cycle of algae may be a haplontic or diplontic or haplobiontic or a diplobiontic or diplohaplontic one. So several kinds of life cycle you can notice in the algae. These are the salient features of algae. Thank you.